Hello everyone, my name is Scott Seary, and this is the first episode, the pilot episode, of my brand new podcast that I have decided to title Left of Normal. We'll get into the explanation of the title here pretty soon. What I wanted to start out with first, though, was a little bit about who I am and what has led to the point where I found it was time to start this podcast. I'm a 38-year-old entrepreneur living with my wife and son in Billings, Montana. I'm an outdoors enthusiast, and anything that can take me away from society and into the backcountry is what I'm all about. My goals and dreams of being outside may have had a little bit of an effect on my work life, but I didn't really see that much. I don't see it as that much of an issue. The entire reason I became an entrepreneur is because I wanted the freedom to live life on my own terms and not to have to answer to a boss anymore. I was pushed into it kind of when I was in 2012 when my son was born. After making the leap, I started to realize a whole lot about myself that I hadn't really known before, and I started to understand why jobs didn't work out the way I'd hoped they would. One of those discoveries was when I really dived deep into myself and wondered why things were so hard. They seemed to come easy for other people. Why were they hard for me? Why would I get written up at work for minor infractions that nobody should ever have to worry about? And why would people get irritated with me because I didn't say good morning to them as soon as I walked in the door? Why would bosses keep checking up on me to make sure I was doing what I was supposed to be doing? It kind of boils back to, in 1996, Asperger's syndrome was officially added to the diagnoses of mental disorders. This diagnosis is a mild form of autism where the individual is still social, can manage different situations, and function in society, but they're weird. They're a little different. There's something not quite right about them. It wasn't until well into adulthood, probably close to 30 years old or even just after, that I realized if I had been tested when I was younger, I would have been labeled as Asperger's. It was about 2013, I believe, when they actually removed Asperger's syndrome from the list of mental disorders. And they changed everything to just the Autism Spectrum Disorder, or ASD. And so, to get a visual picture of that, imagine for a minute, if you take a line, on the left-hand side is autistic. The far left is those that are just, they're nonverbal, non-functioning, very severely autistic. And then most people will look at that on the left, and then on the right-hand side of the spectrum, they just label that normal. But I want to shake that up a little bit. We're moving normal to the middle of the spectrum. On the far right-hand side is someone who would be so overly social and they can't understand social cues on when to get lost, when they're being a bother. They're the people person and they always love people and people get really irritated and frustrated with them because they can't tell when to bugger off. There's really no diagnosis for this that I know of. But it's basically the completely opposite of autistic. So my discovery around the age of 30 is that I fall a little bit left of normal. But there's more to it than just being left of normal. I'm also an introvert. So in the next episode, I'll get into that a little bit more, and we'll touch a bit on introvert versus extrovert versus left versus right of normal. For now, we'll just hold off on that. I want to explain, what does it mean to be left of normal? The entire idea of this podcast is two parts. First, I want to connect with other people that are left of normal, and they're out there, and they're struggling, and they're wondering who else identifies this way. I want to show them that they're not alone. We're all in different stages of our self-awareness discovery. Some have just started out on their journey into accepting who they are, and some have just discovered that they're weirdos, and some have moved all the way past that and are very highly functioning despite the setbacks and the difficulties. Left of Normal's primary mission is to provide this community of people that all think very similarly so we can understand the quote-unquote normies out there and play the part of being in their society. The secondary mission for Left of Normal is for all those normal people out there, or even those just right of normal. It's a chance to hear what we think day in and day out. It's a chance to understand that there's a reason behind our weird behavior, and that our minds create scenarios that most people just don't see. Our social interactions may be awkward, but they're awkward because they're highly calculated. For those of us that are left of normal, just about every interaction could be seen as a performance. It's like getting on stage and going through the appropriate give and take. The call and the response. There's an appropriate reaction to every action out there, but there's a big difference between us and them, them being the normies, the normal people. That big difference is that for people that are normal or maybe just right of normal, the reactions and responses, they just happen. It flows naturally for them. For those of us that are left of normal, it's not natural. We don't know instinctively what to do. So it's a strictly rehearsed process that requires our attention to every detail of the entire interaction. Now, over the years, we learn this stuff. Over the years, I had to learn the appropriate calls and responses. So I trained myself to recognize different social cues so I know how to respond to different situations. Now, this has led to two things. First, I know what to say, but often I don't understand why it's the appropriate response. And often I have to force myself to engage in that response simply because I know that's what's supposed to happen. And of course, afterwards, I have this debate with myself whether or not that response was the appropriate one or done with the right intensity. Second of all, it's exhausting. Last week, I had a networking meeting. That meeting was followed up by a 9-person Zoom call with 8 people that I really didn't know that well, and then that was immediately followed by a phone call. I thought I was going to just have to curl up and take a nap. I was that tired. It just drained everything out of me. It wasn't even 1 in the afternoon by that point. Instead, I forced myself to get up, took the dog for a walk, got the blood moving, and I was able to be alone with my thoughts and just rejuvenate myself through that non-social interaction process. So if you're left of normal, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we can connect and we can form this community where we get to rely on each other and support each other and help each other out when we're just struggling with these weird social things that we don't fully understand. If you're a normal person, I'm glad you're here too. I'm glad you can have insights into the lives of us weirdos. You can ask questions, get to know us, and realize that we're only weirdos because we don't really know much better. Finally, I'm creating a Left of Normal Facebook group. It's there that we get to know each other and we can get to know it. And in the end, throughout that community and throughout that interaction, everyone grows together and we create a better world for all of us to live in. By the way, if you have any tips or tricks on the podcast, I'm totally new to this sort of thing, shoot me an email, leave a comment. I'm not even sure how all that works. So get in touch with me somehow. Find the Left of Normal Facebook group. Email me at scott@scottsiri.com. Somehow, let's make this work. Thanks.